Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the WC Radio Network.
WCRN, changing the world you listen to.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the WCRN studios in Knoxville, Tennessee. This is the Note by Note radio show with the guy in glasses.
Hello, everybody. It is Note by Note with the guy in glasses. I am your host. With me in the studio tonight is Dan the Man.
What is up?
As always, how are you today, brother?
I'm doing all right. Not bad.
Not bad. Good day?
Not really. No.
It sucks
when you're home for an hour and you get called back to work.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you have to rush home, get a shower so you can be on the air.
Right. That's terrible. I'm sorry. Really sorry that happened to you. It's bullshit. Because you didn't need to go back.
No. But that's okay.
Everything was getting handled before you even left.
Yeah.
To go return.
Yeah.
And
it's better than how my week started, though. I mean, that's fairly evident because it's fairly obvious right here on my arm.
Do you want to tell everybody about that?
Oh, you want me to tell everybody how I got second-degree burns from coffee grounds?
We got a few minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's about it. I got second-degree burns on my forearm because of very hot coffee and coffee grounds.
Well.
And it hurts like a son of a bitch.
I'm terribly, terribly sorry to hear that.
No, you're not. You left your ass off when I told you.
It's slightly funny to me, but that's just because I know you personally. You know,
It is not slightly funny. The day after this happened, I laughed my ass off because it was fucking hilarious. It was absolutely fucking hilarious.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to laugh at yourself.
I laugh at myself daily.
Yeah, I mean, you have to.
And I laugh at you daily.
I know. And I think everybody who listens to us talk knows. You, Austin, and nobody else ragging on me every single day.
But that's what you hear. You're the comic relief.
Well, at least finally now that you've come out and said it.
You know. At least I didn't say you were the punching bag.
Whatever. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, moving along to what we're here for tonight, we have a band coming on tonight. It's a heavy metal rock band, Septarian. And they're a new band, and we're going to, you know, find out a lot about them. We're just going to kind of let all of them, because we actually get the whole band on. It's not just like
it's going to be fucking amazing.
Yeah, it's not just the lead singer or anything. We've got the entire band is going to be on it, and I guess seeing what they're going to do is a speakerphone set up. You know, everybody just kind of sitting in a circle. You know, so we may have to watch for the crosstalk and stuff like that. So, you know,
right.
Everybody gets a chance to talk and everything.
Try not to chew into the mic. I apologize.
Right. No, it's okay. I don't think anybody heard that.
I hope not.
You know, I mean, I'm drinking in the mic, so.
I mean, we drink and smoke in the mic. I'm just trying not to, you know,
yum,
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 out of
yum,
the mic.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
One of the new additions to the soundboard that we have over here, these little clips my co-host has downloaded to interject every once in a while. For shits and giggles.
Oh, my God.
Again, for no reason, just shits and giggles. Absolutely no rhyme or reason to it.
Sacred and holy, would you please shut your yapper?
For one, that can never be played towards me because this is my show. and
oh
I will not tolerate. You will not talk to me like that.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't hear you over the sound of the guy saying, "Oh my God." Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in and talk with your host, Jeremy, or if you want to call in and talk with your lesser co-host, Dan, or if you want to talk to the band.
Yeah, the whole reason why we're here tonight.
Yes, I mean, that is the reason why we're here.
Absolutely.
It's Septarian. You want to call in, you want to talk to them, which I don't blame you. I kind of want to talk to them.
I mean, this is exactly what I want to do on this show. This is exactly it. We're catching this band. This is our first radio interview. So, you know, I mean, me and you, we're not veterans or anything like that, you know. I mean, I've been doing this for a few months now, but still, I mean, even talking to the people every, you know, week to week, it's
a veteran.
Slightly nerve-wracking. I mean, you may, what, you know what? Shut up.
Different kind of veteran, though.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. A more honorable veteran.
Oh my God!
But
again, yeah, this is where we want to catch them. We want to catch them.
Oh yeah,
right in the beginning, because there's so many times that when the record labels and stuff like that, when they get a hold of these people, you know, they
They
morph them. Either the artist, the banner, they morph them and shape them to what they want.
Right.
And they take away the artist's, you know, creativity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are literally 10 seconds away from bringing on the band Septarian.
Awesome.
As I was stating at the very beginning of this whole conversation, if you want to call in and talk to them, if you want to call in and talk to us, which I don't want to talk to us, I want to talk to them.
Right.
Call in at 718-664-9735. Again, 718, write this down, 718-664-9735. Call in and without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please let us welcome the band Septarian to Note by Note.
Hello, Septarian.
Hey.
How is everybody tonight?
Good.
Awesome. Awesome. Are you guys kind of having a free night, just kind of kicking back, or are you taking out of practice time to talk with us, or what?
No, this is practice night, but not for another hour.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Awesome. Heck yeah. So, Septarian, I mean, you know, let's dive right in this. We've got a lot of people in the group here, and I want to try to, you know, ask questions and maybe get a little bit of an answer out of everybody, you know, just because I want to get to know everybody, not just the band itself, you know, individually. So, let's start with your background. I mean, what's going on now, Megan? I've talked with you over the past couple of weeks, and I know you grew up with this. And from what you told me, your dad is the drummer, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. So you growing up in this, what kind of childhood was that like? Growing up with being around it.
It was never boring. Really, I was actually kind of blessed because when I was growing up, I was definitely kind of an oddball out kid. But it was great for me because my dad never really shunned me for it. He always encouraged my interest in the arts and the music and anything I wanted to do. He's always been 100% supportive.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That really is. That's incredible. So, drummer, dad, what is your musical background? What have you done in your history and stuff like that? Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, guitar since I was 13 years old. And then pretty much fronted my first band as a guitar singer when I was 16, and did that until I was in my 20s. And then that's when I met Josh, the other guitar player, Josh Cunningham. And we started a band called Method Zero. And we actually went to California to try to make something of it. But long story out of that, back in Alabama, trying to rebuild after that band. We couldn't find a drummer. And we looked and all of them were either like super drug addicts. You know, you had to carry their addiction to be able to have them in the band. We weren't about that. So
right.
I'm like, well, I'll just, you know, I had to play drums a couple times when I was in high school for the high school band I was in. So I was like, well, I'll just start playing drums. So I took a break from playing music altogether to learn, you know, to get the basics for drums. I did that for about 4 or 5 months. And then me and John started writing songs, and they, you know, originally they were, you know, pretty fast, I guess, leaning towards death metal. You know, a lot of double bass, a lot of blast beats, stuff like that. So, and that became into Double Barrel Democracy. And that lasted, what, 5-6 years with some other members that are no longer with us. That's why we're not Double Barrel anymore. But, yeah, that's pretty much my history in a short.
Okay, cool. No, right on. No, that's awesome. You know, it's awesome to hear about the long-term passion. You know, no matter who you were with, you know, you guys were always going after it and trying and everything. So the dedication that it takes to stick with it after, you know, troubled times is really awesome, because, you know, not everybody goes the full mile with it. They'll go for a little bit and then you know, they
just kind of give up.
Yeah. And, you know, it's cool to stay after it. Really awesome. So,
yeah,
before we go, you know, any further, who all do we have with us tonight?
The only person that's not here is our keyboardist, Josh. Osama.
Can I elaborate on that? Because that just seems really interesting to pass up.
They want to know why. Well, why do we call him Osama?
Osama came about because he used to have somewhat of an afro and a kind of big bushy beard, and he has it now.
He looked like a terrorist.
Complexity. He looked like a damn terrorist, so he still called him Osama.
Okay. That's hilarious.
So, I've looked up your name on, you know, the almighty Google. How did you guys actually come up with the name Septarian for the band name?
It was kind of, I was randomly word searching, basically trying to find a decent single word name instead of a long ass multiple word name. And the meaning of a Septarian, you know, is kind of a conglomeration of rocks and metal wars and shit. So it's kind of cool for a band name for us.
Preferably, we didn't want a band name that ended in T-I-O-N, too.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
the most common metal band thing, you know.
Yeah.
That's cool. Heck yeah, when I looked it up on the definition, there was something, the septarian mineral is, there's no two alike. It's like
right.
fingerprints.
Right.
The rock, none of them are the same, and it can also be considered, the Dragonstone, is that what it says?
Yeah, it's the Dragonstone.
Dragonstone, okay, yes,
right.
Which, when I looked that up, I'm like, that's got to be why they went with something like this, because you know with the rock, you know, the heavy metal, dragon, I mean, it all kind of goes together, right?
Yeah,
like peanut butter and jelly. That's awesome. So let's hear. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I couldn't find anybody that already had the name.
Right, you always got to check that out first because you don't want to be a repeat. Okay, so let's hear. See, Josh is gone and see, John Martin on bass there?
Yeah,
Johnny with us? Hey, John. Hey, what's going on, buddy? How you doing tonight?
Doing great. How are you guys? Thanks for having us.
Oh, that's not a problem. You know, we thoroughly enjoy it. This is what we thrive on. We love doing this. It's not for profit. We just love doing it. So it's great to have you guys on, and thank you guys so much for agreeing to come on with us. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
you know what?
We're not for profit either, apparently.
Right. I feel you.
Look, if I was making money off of this, I'd be happy.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm just as happy not making money off of this, so.
Well, that's what happens when you do something you love. You can, you know, just keep doing it. Doesn't matter if you're getting paid or not. But, Josh, John, sorry, give me a little background on you, bud. How did you grow up, you know, playing bass and stuff like that? How did that all come about for you?
Well, I started, of course, playing guitar like most in junior high school. Kind of everything I played was linear instead of up and down the strings. I kind of did everything linear, so I kind of thought like a bass player. So I picked up the bass, and it was kind of natural. I went to Auburn University, studied music ed, so I kind of learned a lot of theory there. So that really helps me come up with bass lines too. I played in several other kind of bands too. I was actually in the horn section of a funk band that I played the trombone.
Wow, that's definitely totally different. That's really cool.
Try to teach you, you know, that was also my primary instrument when I was in the band and when I was also a music major at Auburn. So, I kind of put that down. I hadn't picked that up in a long time, but I got hooked up with these guys back when they were Double Barrel. And they had a need for a bass player, and you know, I wanted to get on with a band that actually did a little bit more. And did a little bit more gigging because the band I was currently in, I didn't think did enough. So I got with these guys in and became really good friends with them quickly. You know, they accepted me and their family, so I'm part of the family now. So.
That's how I feel about the guy in glasses.
Yeah.
He just kind of showed up on the doorstep one day and never left.
I did. Yeah, damn near like an orphan. Like, you know, knock, knock, you know, there's a kid in a basket. Take care of him. He's middle-aged. But, you know, he still needs somebody to watch over his goofy fucking ass. And, you know, that's me. So.
That's pretty much how it was.
Thanks, Dad. They're all right. And who else have we not heard from yet?
We have James here.
Okay. James McGlinden on guitar.
Yes, not
here. How you doing tonight, James?
I'm good. How you guys?
We're doing all right, brother. Give me the history, man. Give me, you know, how this all come about. Tell me your story up until kind of you got with these guys.
Started playing guitar, busted my leg up in high school and couldn't do anything, and finally got a guitar, started playing then. got into, you know, bands and playing out and everything, and nothing broke crazy. I play in this band and one other band now. Played in a bunch of bands. I mean, there's not a whole lot to it. Play a bunch of different types of music. I play, this is obviously metal, but jazz and blues and any other kind of stuff I can get my hands on. I dig. It's all cool.
James, what do people do? He grew up out around where I grew up.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember when he, like, was first starting to play guitar, and then I didn't see him for a couple of years. And then next time I caught back up with him, he just put me to shame on the damn guitar.
Showed you up a little bit, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He's on the mess.
So, where are you guys based out of, if you don't mind me asking?
If you, I guess we practice in Opelika, Alabama, but we got members in, you know, Auburn, Opelika, Phoenix City, plus to Columbus, Georgia. But we all kind of just like a central location. Everybody.
Now, I've got a lot of family in Alabama. Where is that at? Like, I've got a lot of family in, like, Scottsboro, Huntsville, Gunnersville, kind of northern Alabama. So, where are you guys at from?
East Central. It's in Lee County. So,
right beside Auburn.
Yeah, Opelika and Auburn are sister cities. So, if you're not from here, you're really hard to tell. When you cross the border between Auburn and Opelika. So,
oh, okay. You got something?
No,
oh,
go ahead.
Oh, I thought you were piecing it. Rise up and say something there. So, what are you guys working on now? I mean, are you guys got a... You've got a record in the works, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
When is that? When is that set to be released? When are you guys thinking on letting that loose for everybody?
We're tentatively trying to have two or three of them in a finished state by late October, so we can start having at least some to demo around with people and whatnot. And then
in late October? Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for. And then full length, realistically, probably beginning of next year.
Awesome. No, I definitely look forward to hearing that.
So late Christmas presents, basically.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Late Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as soon as you guys get those done, you know, we're gonna have to have you guys send us a autographed copy of on that, if y'all would. We'd greatly appreciate that.
So, I've heard a lot of different backgrounds from all the members of the band, and you all have a very eclectic background in music. Why metal? If you don't mind me asking. And it's you know, it's a curiosity question.
Well, we ask everybody that. You know, why go with that song, the genre of music? What
drove you to want to do the type of metal that you guys do?
That's easy. Yeah. I heard a death record.
It's fun. It's fun. Metal to me is like kind of like jazz on the opposite end of the spectrum. There's no rules. That's perfect, because if I'm ADD, it's shit.
Okay.
We can literally go from some slow, sludgy something to something more intricate to, you know, speed solo stuff to, you know, whatever. That's what I love about metal. It's like the, I don't know, aggressive jazz kind of idea. There's no rules to it.
That's cool. I can definitely see that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a lot of jazz influence in the metal genre anyway. So, because I'm a metalhead.
Right.
So, I mean, I love listening to very hard rock, heavy metal, just right below the screamo line.
Right below the screamo line?
Yeah.
Have you heard Megan?
Yeah. No, I've heard their music. No, I've heard their music. It is amazing.
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen the videos on their page. And you guys are amazing.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
So,
let me hear kind of the same question there to the rest of the group. What's your passion? What's why did you go to this? We want to go around a little circle. You guys are sitting in there.
Hi, this is Josh Cunningham, the guitar player, and I don't know. I like playing metal because it just seems to naturally be the way I write music. Comes across as metal anyway, whether I'm playing on an acoustic guitar or what, it don't matter. And I hate to sound cliche, but it is fucking cathartic. You know what I mean? You get to release all your frustrations and your pent-up angers and all that good shit. It's a stress reliever.
No, that's, yeah, definitely. I can agree with that. I mean, it's because, you know, my passion in music is, you know, there's a genre of music for everything. You got music that can make you happy, music that can, you know, console you if you're sad, you know, it make you want a mosh pit, you know, sometimes, you know, roll down the windows and, you know, throw some rap on there and you know, kind of thug out a little bit. To me anyways, you know, there's a place for all of it in the world.
When it's like me in the car or at parties or when you want to chill out or when I'm not actually playing, I'm subject to listen to anything. It might be Duran Duran night. It might be Winger night. Who knows?
Right. No, right on. See, that's how I feel about it, man. You know, there's a time and place for all genre of music.
And yeah. Whatever kind of mood you're in.
And
I can get that with some Duran Duran, but you're pushing it a little bit with Winger there.
That's okay. Sorry.
I mean, I've seen them live in concerts. They're not bad.
Winger?
Yeah.
Who's this?
It's before your time.
Before my time.
It's before
your time.
It's
before my, God dang it. I'm such a baby.
I'll introduce you to some Winger later.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome.
When I was young, I used to poop through those hair metal bands, but now going back and listening to them, I realized how good those guys really were. They were fantastic musicians.
Oh yeah,
absolutely, and I really honestly, I don't think they get as much credit as they deserved, you know, because when you think about it, you know, the impression that they made on that generation, and what they mean to today's generation, it's not there, because you know, and I think they're losing their oomph, you know, their you know, fan bases, you know.
Oh no, we're still alive.
You know,
we're not that old. We're still alive.
Well, I'm just saying, like, there's, you know, in the newer generations, you know, that's not what, you know, and they don't want to listen to the older stuff, you know, because it's not from their time and stuff like that. And I wholeheartedly feel that the genre is losing its, you know, momentum. And I hope it makes, you know, a complete return. because it's such an intricate part of music itself, you know, the rock and the heavy metal and everything. And, you know, I think, you know, those older guys, you know, need to be appreciated more.
I agree. I don't know if they need to make a return.
Well, I mean, not them necessarily. I'm just saying, like, it needs to be passed on to the younger generation. I think that the younger generations just, you know, don't get to hear it enough.
I will say that I don't know about a complete resurgence, but as a lot of the younger guys do start going back in the catalog of music, even in the heavier bands, if you know what to listen for, you can start hearing some of the influence of those type of bands in some of the modern heavy music.
You're actually absolutely right. There was an interview, say a few months ago, about six months ago, when One Direction was really big. They had actually sampled Duran Duran. And when Duran Duran's, you know, lead vocalist was interviewed about, you know, One Direction sampling them, the lead vocalist said, hey, you know, if they want to use our music and bring our music to a new generation, then go for it. You know, that's exactly what you were saying. Is if you know what to listen for, you can hear those older bands in a lot of newer music. I mean, Eminem has sampled some of the older 80s bands before.
Oh, right.
So.
Well, Terry, we're about a half hour to the show here. We're going to take us a little break. If you guys can, we'd love for you guys to hang on the line, and we'll just stick you in the green room here for a minute, and bring you right back on and keep talking.
All right.
Cool. Awesome. Great. Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, note by note, we'll be right back after this.
People.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note here on the Wicked Curiosity Radio Network. We are live with the band Septarian.
Yeah, and if you haven't been listening, shame on you, as we always say, you know, because you should have been listening from the get-go of the show.
Okay.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on Facebook. Go to Note by Note Radio Show and go into your search bar, type that in, hit the like button, hit the share button, let your friends know what we're trying to do here. You can also find on Instagram, Guy in Glasses. I'm always posting stuff up on that, you know, going around, talking with live bands and stuff like that. So go in there and get that. And if you want to call us tonight and speak live with me, Dan, and the band Septarian, that number to call in is 718-664-9735. Again, that is 718-664-9735. And, all right, hello again, Septarian.
Hey, guys. What's up?
We appreciate all you guys sticking around with us and, you know, giving us your time. We, as, you know, being a part of this, you know, I can, you know, I know that musicians are very, very busy. So we appreciate y'all's time this evening with us.
No problem.
So I have a question for Megan.
What's that?
So I've listened and seen your videos on your Facebook page, and I have to say you have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
And I don't want this to come out the wrong way, but I hear your singing voice, and then I hear your talking voice, and it's two separate.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. No.
Yeah.
No, I haven't heard her voice until the radio. Like, I've been talking to her for weeks, but that is just through Messenger.
It's two separate voices. And my question is, how do you get your voice up there without basically destroying your vocal cords? Because if I yell too much, the next day, the next 3 days, I can't talk.
Right. You're slightly hoarse, you know, in the throat days.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, the last concert I went to, I couldn't talk for 3 days. And everybody at my work was making fun of me.
Right.
So I sounded like a retarded chipmunk.
Okay.
You are a retarded chipmunk.
So I just want to know, how do you train your vocal cords to be able to do that without sounding hoarse for, like, the next 3 days and without causing permanent damage?
Well, that's a good question. So the best way I can explain it to you is it's all about the diaphragm. If you have a weak diaphragm, you're not going to be able to do it. You have to exercise. You have to do breathing exercises. I do them every night. I constantly practice every day. And if you can properly learn how to control your breath throughout your singing, then you should be able to do anything. And it takes a lot of the load off of your vocal cords when you engage your diaphragm.
Hmm.
I don't know nothing about singing because I sing like shit. So, you know,
I even scream like shit.
I've met quite a few people in the industry, and is there any like juices or anything that you do that is like throat soothing, you know, some, any kind of supplement or anything like that, that, that helps with that or?
When I first started out and I was learning how to control it and where my boundaries were and what my limits are, I tried every single thing. I tried Hall's lozenges. I tried lemon tea. I tried honey. I tried milk. I tried everything. Shut up.
I don't even want to go down that road.
Truly and honestly, the only thing that works The only thing that's ever going to work is vocal rest. You've got to stop talking. If you've messed up your throat and you've got a sore throat from talking too much or singing too much or whatever it is you're doing, just shut up. Because you're only going to make it worse. And whispering doesn't help. It makes those vocal cords that are already raw and you're still rubbing them together, like, pretty rapidly, actually, when you whisper.
So you just got to stop talking. Can we get that statement in soundbite? Go ahead. Sorry about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Once you've learned how to sing or scream, whatever you want to call it, that way, internally it comes from a different place than, like, just being pissed off screaming. If I'm pissed off screaming, I'm going to blow my voice out. But when I'm screaming as singing, it's a whole, like, anatomically different way of doing it, and it doesn't have the same physical impact on you as running around mad as hell screaming at people.
That's true. Josh is the one who helped me when I was very first, like, little teeny tiny bopper, figuring out on my own. Josh is like, all right, you gotta find that place where you belly burp from, and that's where it's at. When you find where you belly burp from, yeah,
the belly burp, all right.
I like that. Yeah, that's actually, because I've been listening to this type of music for, decades.
It's because you're old.
It's because I'm old. That's okay. And I've actually never known that. I've never been able to ask anybody that. And a lot of people think that it's just screaming like you would scream at a person or scream at a, like at a concert or whatever.
Right.
A lot of people don't understand that it's an actual style of singing.
Right, and it comes from a different place.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to explain there with, it definitely.
Right. So, I had a question for the entire band. Before we went on break, we got a little bit of backstory about everybody, and their musical background and the different instruments that everybody has played. Do you guys stick to the same instruments when you're on stage, or do you guys switch it up at all? Do you play a different instrument for different songs?
I'm not good enough to play anything else, so I'm just sticking to the singing is a whole different thing, but as the physical instrument that you hold, no, I only play guitar.
Yeah, we just stick to what we get at. That's it.
Well, I mean, but, you know, well, if it's broken, don't fix it.
Right, the formula works, and keep it that way.
That's right.
I'm not going to pick up a trombone.
that's what I was kind of hoping for, a little bit of trombone in a metal song. I think it'd be awesome.
It might be. I'm looking at Rivers of My Head to put that saxophone solo in one of the latest songs, and it is bad.
Okay.
I think it'd be awesome.
The works for metal trombone right now, which
are hilarious. And we do that with
keyboard players.
We want
the metal trombone would definitely add a different perspective and
different style.
Yeah. Diversity to that genre, definitely.
But then the bass would be gone.
Well, me and Josh can pick a bass up if you're willing to pick up a trombone.
Well, yeah. You let him get off stage for a little bit, take him a little break, you know, let him chug a beer, you know, refresh a little bit, and then, you know, he can jump back on after the song, you know.
Especially if you got a trombone. I mean, I'll play bass for you.
So, is there, kind of lost my train of thought here. What is you guys' favorite thing about the industry itself as a whole and what you're trying to do?
I think my favorite thing about it is them, these guys.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, I'm not.
Just the
industry, I don't.
Each other, to me.
Yeah. It's cool making music. It's cool making music for people you like. And it's cool performing in front of people and with people. You know, when you inspire people to tear each other's heads off, that's just kind of like an icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's my favorite
part. Right? Right? It's called extreme mosh pitting.
Yeah. So, we've got a few minutes left. Septarian, we know you guys have a couple of venues coming up and a couple of announcements that you wanted to make, and I want you guys to be able to have plenty of time to, you know, to tell everybody about it. So the floor is yours.
Well, we actually have a show coming up on Saturday. We will be playing in Jonesboro, Georgia, like we discussed earlier, at Furnace 41, which is a new local venue, and they're doing pretty well for themselves. It's got a great stage and great management. It's got two stages, actually, now.
Yeah, they recently added the second stage.
Yeah, and so we're pretty excited to be playing with the second stage for the first time. And then we will also have our T-shirts available for the first time at Furnace 41 at the Southern Brutality Festival. There will be a lot of 15 plus other bands who are equally as brutal and talented as we are. And then in December on the 1st, October the 27th, I believe, we'll be doing a festival in Florida, St. George's Island. It's a benefit show to benefit the workers that bust up the sex trafficking rings and stuff like that. So all of the proceeds will be going to that.
Awesome. That is really cool.
That's a cause you don't really ever hear about.
Right. No, absolutely not. And that's really awesome to give back to something like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Absolutely. I commend you guys for it. That's really awesome.
It'll be at Harry A's on St. George's Island, and there are 20 other bands. It's going to be a multi-genre show, so something for everybody.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I wish I was independently wealthy.
Right. To go down there and be a part of that. So, can I go with you guys? I drive bands around on the side.
I mean, the guy in glasses is a bus driver.
You know, I want to go.
Not the death camping with him.
Not that I ever need to be. Yeah.
We will be back at Furnace 41 in Jonesboro, and we'll be we'll be opening for Raven and Mobile Death Camp.
Awesome. Heck yeah. Hell yeah. You want to go ahead and plug the socials that you guys have for the band?
Oh, yeah. You can find us on Facebook. The band's name is obviously Septarian. And we're working on everything else.
Okay. Cool. No, that's cool. Like, it's like I said, you know, and what I keep telling Dan, you know, this is right where I want to catch bands, and this is where I, you know, want to learn about them, you know, when they're getting going.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And because it's
early stages.
Yeah, definitely early stages for us.
We do have merch for sale, and you can go to our Facebook page and go to Big Cartel. And you can order shirts off there.
Yep.
Sweet.
Awesome. I'm. Yeah.
What are the prices we got going so we can let people know?
$15. What's that?
$15 a shirt.
$15 a shirt. Awesome.
Soon and.
Well, my computer needs another sticker. I need another T-shirt in my closet.
Right. Yeah, we both do.
Yeah, so definitely. I'm going to have to go check that out.
I mean, if you guys want it, we don't have anything, you know, all together right now, but if you guys want to hear one of our raw demos from the studio, then we'd be happy to play it for you. There's no
reason. That was actually going to be my next question, if you guys had anything that you would like to share on the air.
We can do that.
So,
as
crawl, but it's a pre-production.
No, please, absolutely. This is incredible. Absolutely, please.
First here on Note by Note.
That's right, everybody.
The song called Mom.
Notions of Mayhem.
It's called Mom.
Okay.
It's called Mom.
Wow.
Shit.
I mean, that was awesome.
I'm just going to say it. I had a fucking metal orgasm right
there. He's got metal wood. If that makes sense to anybody.
I love that raw, just metal feel of music. Not just the sound, the feel of it.
Could you imagine like being at one of their concerts
and the
speakers there and then your whole body just vibrating from listening to that?
So
I just listening to it.
Yeah. I said at the beginning of the show, I'm a metalhead. I love metal.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Absolutely. I'm not going to lie.
No, that was really awesome.
I mean, there's a video that Jeremy posted on the Facebook page of both of us banging our heads while listening to it.
That was the Instagram.
Oh, he posted it on Instagram.
I can share it to Facebook, though.
But I'm going to tell you guys, that was awesome.
No, really, seriously, we're over here just bebopping our heads and everything like that and whispering to each other like, oh, my God, like, to get Megan on there to throw some vocals down over top of
it. Oh, God.
And just to hear her just scream and belt everything out would be so amazing. Like,
I cannot wait to hear the finished product.
Oh, absolutely. Please, guys, when you guys finish that up, let us know just as soon as you do, because I can't wait to hear the finished product on that. Absolutely amazing.
We're trying to push hard so we can get down with a lot sooner than what we told you, but it's kind of a battle.
Yeah.
But we're gonna get there.
No, it's worth waiting for.
Absolutely, no. That song is worth waiting for.
That
song is incredible.
Yeah.
Josh and Jack just recorded the solos to that song, and they're pretty badass. I can't wait for everybody to hear them.
Yep. And then I go in Tuesday to lay down the vocals for it. So.
You're going Tuesday. Oh, man.
That's awesome.
Heck, yeah. Oh, please. So we're thinking, what, a couple weeks from now, finished product probably after the producer gets done doing his thing?
Hopefully. On the one song, hopefully.
Awesome. No, hey, it takes time. No, I get it. I get it. It takes time. It really does to pull all that together. I mean.
Yeah.
Usually we'll do weekend blocks at a big studio, like up in Atlanta, where we used to record, and, you know, we'd pay a huge chunk of money, and it'd be a good recording, but we're doing it with a friend that we know, and he's really good, so we're able to go in and fix small little, you know, we're able to just tweak it the way we like it, you know, where before we're on, like, a major clock. And,
right.
It costs a lot of money to record.
No, it does. No, I understand. And when you're starting out, you're doing, you know, you don't have any profits coming in. I mean, you guys are shoveling out of pocket for this stuff, kind of stuff. You know, it's a rough beginning, but I really hope you guys stick with it. That was just amazing. But Dan, you've got a question you want to ask before we let
you
down here? What's up?
So I wanted to ask, what are your guys' influences when you write your songs? Do you have any major bands that have influenced you? Because honestly, there was one band that kept coming to my head when I listened to it, and it was because of the drum style that caught my ear, that reminded me of one of my favorite metal bands. I just wanted to know what your influences were.
Well, as far as the drum goes, for me, I guess my biggest influence is Gene Hoagland. I've studied a lot about him and watched all the videos and, you know, read all his books and all that stuff, and I guess I'm just a model miniature version of him. You know, trying to be as good as he is. And if you don't know who he is, you probably should look it up. He's in a lot of major bands. Testament, Fear Factory, Death, Death Angel. You know, so he's a phenomenal drummer. So, yeah, Strap Young and Lad.
This is Josh, one of the guitar players, and I guess for me, Death is obviously a big influence on me, and Fear Factory, and for some reason, Napalm Death always comes shining through in the way I write.
I can.
I got too many influences. I mean, oh my god.
So what was the band that you played with the drums kind of like?
The drumming reminded me of was Chimera, because there's a lot of in.
Yeah, we used to mess around with some Chimera back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, they're actually one of my favorite metal bands. I love Chimera.
Good ear, Dan.
Stuff.
Good ear, buddy.
So there's a lot of that. And Kenneth, I wanted to ask you, is your drum set, is it a double bass drum set?
Yeah.
It's a massive drum set. Sometimes he doesn't fit on the riser.
You know, I tried to go to the single kit, but it just, you know, I don't know. I'm just
it
old
doesn't,
school, I guess. They don't look
No, because you can hear the double bass in the background, and that's what reminded me of Chimera, because Chimera really has that really hard hitting double bass and the hard hitting really deep drums in them, and then they've got that massive guitar on top, and it, I mean, that song was
it was chilling.
It was awesome.
I mean, I got you know, goosebumps just when we were listening to it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah, you can definitely hear a lot of
Motion of Mayhem is pretty much straightforward as, you know, classic metal you can get. But we do have, like, other songs that's, like, multi-tempos and, you know, the kick drums go from, like, a slow double to, you know, extreme fast in like a split second and back down again.
Wow.
So that's fluctuation in the drums constantly, and the guitars as well.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Megan, what was that?
Oh, I was saying we talk about timing as a band in general a lot, because our songs, some of them are all over the place as far as timing goes, and it takes a lot for us to narrow down, like, everything vocally, guitar-wise, drum-wise. We'll be writing a song for, like, a month before we're satisfied.
Right.
Or longer.
Oh, but, I mean, it's... You can feel the passion. You can see the passion. Not see the passion. You can feel the passion. You can hear the passion in the music that you guys play. And then the videos that I've seen posted on your Facebook page, you guys, it looks like you guys have just a tremendous amount of just fun up on the stage.
Yeah.
That's
what
stage
is
where the fun comes in.
I mean, you can definitely. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Being up on the stage is, you know, the biggest part of it for us. You know, performing,
yeah,
let people hear our, and you know, watching the crowd go, beat each other up. It's pretty awesome. You know, but, yeah, we have a lot of fun.
So what's I know when you're starting out, you people do a lot of cover songs and everything like that. What's one of y'all's favorite cover songs that you guys do?
Right now we're covering a song called Zero Signal by Fear Factory.
Okay.
All right.
That was definitely a challenge. It's so fun.
Territory. That's a fun one.
Yeah, we do Territories by Sepultura, and then We Will Rise by Arch Enemy, which is my personal favorite because, you know, I'm all about Angela. She's like my fucking hero.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot of female lead vocals in the rock genre, much less the metal genre.
Right. Right.
And go ahead.
I was just gonna say sorry, just because that's one of the reasons why I started talking to them, and I believe Megan was a friend suggestion on Facebook from somebody else that I was friends with on Facebook, and I checked out the page and watched the videos. And I'm like, that is effing amazing.
Yeah.
Like when you get a female, you know, artist up there that belts like that and can just do that scream and bring what the band is doing at home. It's a rare sight. It's amazing to me. So.
I mean, you completely forget, you know, the whole concept of gender. If that makes any sense.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It's all.
Yeah.
It's just,
it absolutely makes sense.
It does.
And there's always been, I don't know, man. Historically, it's kind of, especially in the heavier side of metal, it's in its early days, it was kind of gimmicky to have a chick singer or whatnot. But the women are getting so badass at it nowadays that they're doing away with that gimmicky part of it. You know what I mean? It's not a gimmick anymore. She's just a badass front person.
Yeah.
And that's where you want to be. There are quite a few bands out there now that are driving that point home. Ginger is a damn good one. Arch Enemy, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
In both incarnations. And they're kind of shutting everybody's mouth on chick singers being a gimmick. They're not a gimmick anymore. They can do that shit just as good as the guys can. And they're just, it happens to be within the last 8 to 10 years where they're starting to come to the forefront and people are taking them seriously. And that's, you know, if you haven't taken them seriously in the past, that's to your own discredit.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of it has been, when you do have someone as a front runner, you're right. They're not taken seriously. And I believe a lot of it is the sex and objectivity factor that they try to push, you know, because I mean, let's be honest, you know, let's face it, you know, sex sells. And I think a lot of that has to do with it and not necessarily, you know, them being taken seriously as an artist and
right.
as an individual and what they're trying to do.
And it's become, it has become more prevalent here nowadays where you have the harder singers being female singers and they're outdoing their male counterparts.
Absolutely.
They
no.
sound better because they can hit those higher octaves.
Yeah.
Number one. And they have more, it sounds like they have more voice control.
Well, sometimes a lot of it is, I mean, the reality is they still, in the current world we live in, they have something to prove. So they're going hard on him to prove that shit. And everybody knows sex sells. So if you can combine sex sells with her being a badass on top of that, then you got an ace.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's a mathematical problem that equals, you know, money to me.
Yeah. So I do have one more question for Megan.
What's that, Ken?
I've heard the very loud screaming side, for lack of better terms, vocal side of your range. Do you ever take it down and take it down from the screaming?
You're talking about clean vocal sounds.
Yes. I didn't know the right term. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's cool. It's cool. There's so many different terminologies for a lot of the same stuff that I get confused myself. And we call them monster vocals. It's like Cookie Monster vocals is something the bass just said that kind of like we all got a good laugh out of it. It's like, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, there are a few of our songs that
at first we only had like one or two where I was doing cleans, and that's just because like when you're doing cleans, you hear every little mistake, every single note that you don't hit right, every little flat part, all of it, it's right there, laid there, and it takes a lot to get your cleans under control. And in retrospect, monster vocals are easy in comparison. So, you know, now that I've been working with these guys and they've kind of like basically shown me how to master my own voice versus trying to sing like somebody else, I've revamped a bunch of our songs recently, and they'll definitely be in for a treat on Saturday. For sure. We've added a lot of cleans to a lot of our songs.
Now, part of our goal in the onset was we wanted to incorporate clean vocals for harmony lines and things like that where they belong, because it adds a lot of impact if you're not one-dimensional, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, you've got to diversify a little bit. You know, you can't just, you know, it can't be top-of-the-lung scream, you know, every single song, because you know you lose an interest that way. You know, people would feel that you become predictable. So definitely you got to diversify and do different things, and that's what's so great about it, because you know you can do that in music. You can you change it up and things can still sound incredible.
So Before we end the show, I have to ask, do any of you have your instruments with you? I have to. I know it's such a bad question.
We all have our instruments. Yeah. We all have ours, yes.
They have everything.
Together.
Get on with your question, Dan. I mean, you started this shit. I mean, you're gonna ask. This wasn't me. This is you.
Would we be able to get a quick little 1 to 2 minute performance, possibly?
Well,
I mean, I have to ask.
The sad part about that is when I built the band room, I built it with 3-inch rock wall insulation. And then it has a tar fiberboard on top of that, and then 5/8 rock sheetrock on top of that. So literally the walls are like 6 inches thick. So you know we can play as loud as we want, as late as we want. But unfortunately, if you try to Google a song and while you're trying to learn it, you know YouTube doesn't work in there at all. We don't get no signal when you close the door. But we can play another song. If you'd like.
Okay, absolutely. No, that'd be great. Yeah, let's hear something else by you guys before we get off air with you, please.
Yes.
Now let Megan.
I want to get my Dropbox up.
Let Megan pick the one. It doesn't matter to us. Pick one.
Okay, cool. No, that's fine.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Can we leave the ringtone in the middle of the song?
I was going to say, the little hello just makes it awesome.
Just all of a sudden, there's just a upbeat, chimey little ringtone
hello?
In the middle of a hard rock song. Yeah.
I think that makes the song.
I do too. I think we should, we should crop that out in the recording of the show here.
No, that was an amazing song.
It was awesome. It's another one that we can't wait to hear the finished product, and what goes what Megan throws down on top of that, because that's just quintessential you want out of heavy metal. It's all there. It's amazing.
Appreciate it.
Well, guys, we are about an hour and 20 minutes into this. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Septarian, from the bottom of my heart, I do want to thank you guys so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and talk with us on air and let us hear your demos and talk to you guys and give us a background on everybody. It was absolutely amazing, and I sincerely appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
No, It was incredible. It was a great show. I loved it. Dan, do you want to add anything before we?
I just want to say I thoroughly enjoyed this. I mean, to be able to talk to you guys and to be able to hear it, for the first time, these demos, and for you allowing us to listen to them. I mean, they were.
Yeah.
They were absolutely amazing. Yep.
No, we appreciate the sneak peek on that I can't wait to hear the finished product. I hope you guys, as soon as you guys,
I don't know if they were demos. I guess we used the wrong word.
You used it, not me.
I did. Sorry.
Well, I didn't post it and call them demos, but it's a sampling of their music.
Yeah, it was still amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
And I want to thank you for coming on and talking with us.
I'm sad I'm going to miss the show. Like, I want to drive down to Georgia this weekend. If I wasn't going to Iowa to drive a band, I'd probably drive my fat ass down to Georgia and go see them live. And,
if I didn't have bills to pay, I would.
Go find them and go hang out with them.
You guys are going to have to find a venue up here, in Knoxville at some point and come and just rip Knoxville apart.
Oh, please, gosh.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. I think Knoxville could use a breath of fresh air like you guys. Absolutely.
I have a big enough front yard.
Yeah, you have a big enough front yard.
We'll shock the crap out of my stuffy neighbors.
Right.
We plug house party before. We'll do it.
Yep, we'll play house party.
House parties, hell yeah.
My birthday, next year.
Yeah, right? Before your birthday next year.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Awesome. Well, again, I just want to tell you guys, thank you so much for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, Septarian. Oh, you guys want to plug all your socials and plug your big weekend event again before we let you guys go?
Yeah, you can catch us this weekend at Furnace 41 in Jonesboro, Georgia. Georgia, yep.
Georgia.
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 Yeah, and we'll have T-shirts and T-shirts available on our Facebook page. It's Google, Facebook Septarian. It's actually Double Barrel Democracy because we haven't changed it yet, but also in the works.
Hey, it's all right. Hey, not a problem. Now, Megan, I know you were posting about tickets. Can people still get tickets for the show tomorrow through you on Facebook and everything?
Of course, we'll have tickets available.
And they can actually follow the link and buy them online.
Yep.
From the venue.
Oh, okay, cool.
Make sure you mention our name so we get credit for the sales.
Yep.
Awesome. Absolutely. Now, if you guys are down in the Georgia area, please go check these guys out. They're doing incredible things. And honestly, I want to have you guys back on the show, especially after you guys get things really going and you get the
album up and running.
Yeah, the album going and everything like that. I definitely want to bring you guys back on. And I expect and look forward to great, great things from you guys, because from what I can tell, you guys have got it all going on. It's really awesome.
Thanks,
man.
Appreciate it.
We'd like to be back. Thank you for having us this time.
No, absolutely. No, it's been an incredible show. It was
I've
great.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I've had a blast with the entire show.
I knew you would. And I couldn't wait to have him on. And like, I probably could have put him on like last week or whatever, but
timing was perfect.
Right. I pleaded with May. I was like, let's do this right before your weekend show. Right before your big, your big festival. That way we can promote the shit out of this thing and everything like that.
Well, I'll be honest. After the weight that I had and, scalding the hell out of my arm, I needed some metal in my life.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
No. It was refreshing.
Yeah.
It
was.
Just to, headbang out and get it out of your system.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm living with a smile on my face.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Septarian. Septarian, thank you so much, you guys. We appreciate it, and we look forward to future work and hearing you guys. Please keep us updated with what you guys got going on, and we can't wait to have you guys back on.
Right on.
Yeah, we'll do it.
For sure, man.
Awesome. Well, you guys have a wonderful evening and a great practice, right? You guys are fixing to practice for a little bit?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, you guys go rock it out. If you're drinking tonight, have one and think of us, because that's what we're doing here live. And so rock out. And thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, man. Night.
Thank
y'all. Have a good night.
Night, guys.
Wow. Fucking amazing.
So cool.
That was awesome.
So cool.
I want to thank you for that, because I know you did that. I know you did that on purpose.
I may or may not have, had you on my brain when I was started talking to them. So, no, it was really great. No, I love the mix up in the genre and stuff like that and changing it up and everything, and talking to them was really cool.
Oh, yeah. They are an amazing band. Their music is amazing. Looking forward to an album release.
Absolutely. I mean, just think, how giddy did we get by just the songs, without any lyrics or anything,
just the raw song.
But just to be moved by the music and what the instruments are playing.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Yeah.
And wonderful. And I can't wait. I'm
looking forward to their album release.
Yeah, when Megan lays down the vocals on those.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, oh, my God.
It's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, well, we're coming down to the last few minutes of our show.
You're trying to rush me off the air, Dan.
No, we are coming down to the last few minutes of our show.
No.
I mean, I don't care what you say. They're going to cut us off. Because that's what they do.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Note by Note Radio Show, and we want to thank you guys for listening. If you haven't yet, please get on Facebook, type in Note by Note Radio Show in your search bar. You can't miss it. It's got a silhouette picture of, you know, my ugly mug, you know, right on the page there. And
don't let that turn you away from going through the actual page. There's some good shit on the page. Don't let Jeremy's ugly face turn you away from the page. I know my face isn't on there, and I'm the co-host, but that's okay. My face is on other pages.
That's right. You do your shit, I'll do mine. What the crap is that?
That was the phone that went off.
You know to vibrate your shit before you come to the studio.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to blogtalk.com/WickedCuriosity Sunday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, for Behind the Screen Radio Show. Stay tuned next week for another amazing episode of Note by Note, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. Also, Cinephiles, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. If you're a fan of Behind the Screen Radio Show and you're listening to us because of Behind the Screen Radio Show, or because you like the music, or just because you like to hear us talk, y'all need to stay tuned. There will be a very cool announcement coming up. Anyway, stay tuned to Wicked Curiosity or blogtalkradio.com/WickedCuriosity for all of that. Come back next Thursday right here on blogtalk.com/WickedCuriosity for the Note by Note Radio Show. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, stay safe, stay smart. We love you guys. We want you back here next week and every week listening to us banter about whatever the fuck we want.
Absolutely. 3 days a week.
Yeah, absolutely. Two different shows. We love it.
Absolutely.
Support your veterans. Please fire EMS. Give them a like, you know. This sounds like a Facebook page. Give them a like.
Give them a like and a share. What that means is give my handy around the corner.
That's just wrong. Anyway, you know, support your troops. You know, your fire, police, EMS, they're working hard every day to serve and protect and take care of you guys and your freedoms. That's all I've got, ladies and gentlemen. Dan saying goodnight.
Well, thank you, Dan. I just want to tell everybody that, again, you know, we love you. Thank you for listening and being a part of the show. Go check out Septarian's page. They are doing amazing things. And I can't say enough about tonight. It was absolutely amazing. And I just want to tell everybody thank you from the bottom of my heart, Septarian. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the amazing show. And I hope and pray that everybody keeps their hearts open and their radios up. This is the Guy in Glasses signing off. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Y'all have a good night.